Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice to naughty hits.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Sinati. Eric A. Sinati. Eric Andrew Sinati. Who?
Yes, Eric Sinati.
Right here on your FM dial, your AM dial, iHeart on your television screen. If I'm not on your television screen, demand it. We are here with the Hostile Zone, yet another day of enjoyment. We have a wonderful show for you today, folks. I am accompanied by the on-air talent, Miss Bianca Stevie, S-B-A.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca.
Me.
Yeah, Miss Bianca's second show back, and you're still under a non-disclosure agreement to tell.
Sadly, I am in a recording. But a lot of things are changing.
A lot of things. That's it, right? We're here today. One of the issues that I always are important to me is about children. You know, we cover that a lot.
Yeah,
really do. And we actually covered a show last week, literally on that. So it was. This is a great segue in, folks. In today's very, very digital age, media consumption starts way, way earlier than ever before. I mean, it's shocking what they're doing. With the countless streaming platforms out there, social media, all these channels out there, and online videos, how can you ensure kids are watching content that's both entertaining while being enriching? What do you think, right?
Yeah.
So with that, also, folks, if you're watching on your TV, on the ticker of the screen is today's topic, the sentence on the bottom. Also, our contact information. Now, if you're on iHeartRadio or on FM or whatever, and you're listening, you can reach me at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, or eric@thehostilezone.com, or Bianca, C-S-E-A, at bbstalkradio.com, and you can always get me at eric@ericandrewsinati.com. So tonight, we're going to be talking about children.
Okay.
All ages of children. We're going to talk about, we've talked previously about the effects of social media, and we were discussing Instagram models at one point, and we talked about misinformation and disinformation and all this stuff. Well, there is another wonderful organization out there that I want to introduce my public to you folks out there. If you have children or you don't, this is still an organization you should know about. And if you have extra money, fazools at the end of the month, maybe you may want to make a donation. Of course, on the show, we will be providing a donation. So we're going to spotlight an organization called Kids First. It's an organization dedicated to setting high standards in children's media. We're not talking your bread and butter garbage standard. We're talking about quality standards. We're talking about making sure that our children, the future of the United States, the future of the world, having access to entertaining yet enriching content. And enriching, I think, is the key, because entertaining is for enriching is key, because putting your kid in front of an iPad or tablet and just say, watch, is really nothing. And I got a funny caveat. It's not in my notes. And my producer, Carrie, just loves when I go off my notes. I was watching something on one of the social media. I don't want to name the channel.
What were you watching?
You're messing with me, huh? It was about Charles Darwin.
Oh.
We talked about this.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, this is great, Charles Darwin. And then I was listening. And I was blown away that they were changing what we all studied to know what Charles Darwin is, origins of man, etc. Changing. And I could not believe that this is happening. Thank God there are people and organizations like Kids First that can help combat and filter this out. And that is, I think, really where we're going with that. It's really about having smart choices. This is the place you turn, or one of the places you could turn for smart choices. Now, as always, we got to start off the show with the relevant quote of the day.
And what's the quote of the day?
The quote of the day is, children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for our future. Who was that quote by?
I believe like Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. Yes. Former president. Good president. Unfortunately, he's not with us. Great quote of the day.
I don't know why, but this is in my head right now. We are the world.
Oh, wow. Write that down. When we get the guest on, I want to ask her opinion on it. So let's get into the nitty gritty here. Okay. All talking points memo tonight. What is Kids First and what is its mission? You got to be wondering out there. Right. So we're going to tell you. Kids First is a leading nonprofit promoting quality children's media. Established in 1991, and its goal is to ensure children or kids have access to enriching and positive entertainment. And I think that is really key. Moving along, we're going to get into some statistics here, and then we're going to bring our guest in. I'm excited about the guest. So we're going to talk about several things, a couple questions, and we're going to have a little Q&A. So Carrie, can we bring in Ranny, the founder of Kids First, into the show, please? Welcome.
Hey. Hi, guys.
I'm Eric, and this is Bianca. How are you?
I was waiting for you to break into Whitney Houston's song.
Have you heard her sing? We can throw that. She's amazing. Amazing.
It's beautiful. Yeah. We believe children are our future, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's why she did. Did you hear what she said about We Are the World? Right?
Yeah, I did.
That was a great song.
I love that.
Great song growing up. I love that song.
Such a beautiful song.
Yeah. So let's have a little dialogue here. Basically, let's get to know you a little bit. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the questions I want to ask you and I want the viewers and listeners to hear, a little nuts and bolts about you. Tell us a little bit about you, Rand. Take it whatever time you need.
I have a background in the entertainment business.
Okay.
So I've been on both sides of the camera. And really, in 1991, I was talking with colleagues about children's entertainment. We all kind of agreed that it was, at that time, you know, it was a very different landscape.
It really was. It really was. And I think it's pivotal that you started this then, because now it's bedrock. I like it.
Yeah.
You were foreshadowing that we're going to be in this. It's great.
Yeah. There were, you know, fewer channels. There were fewer opportunities. And, you know, we started our attention on home entertainment product, which was, if you remember, VHS tapes, right?
Yeah.
Remember that.
Because I used to pick the tabs out of them and get everybody angry.
That's my favorite.
You rewind them like this, right?
What is it? Be Kind Rewind or something like that? Oh, no. Blockbuster. Shout out to Blockbuster.
Yeah. Right. Blockbuster was our.
I think there actually is still one Blockbuster.
And I knew people working, making a lot of that programming, and even people that wouldn't put their name in the credits because it was so poorly done. They would take wonderful stories like the Golden Book stories, like Pecosville.
The little engine that could, I think I can.
What we call pan and scan. Yeah, exactly. So it was very low production levels, but people bought them because it's Pecosville, right? You've been reading those stories to your kids all your life. So what we realized is that there needed to be some place that helped parents decide what was really good and what really wasn't worth a nickel, much less $14.95 or $25.98 or whatever.
Right.
So that's kind of where we came from. And from the beginning, we always had both adults and children, and the "and children" is what really made Kids First stand out among other groups that were doing similar work, because it's one thing for a child to listen to an adult talk to them about programming. And it's another thing to listen to somebody their own age. Who are you going to listen to? Some 40-year-old adult?
Right. They don't want, exactly. Right. And, you know, I got to throw a plug in here, okay? I got a book coming out in the next month on the U.S. Constitution, but I'm plugging this, Randy, because I have a children's book series coming out. It started as one book. My publishing agent, said, let's go with the children's series. Mm. And it's going to be a different things that the children's does. So the first one was Anthony Goes to Court, and he's a lawyer, and he experienced that. And then Anthony Goes to the Firehouse. And it really was just one book. And they liked the whole thing. I just had to plug that because it was so about what you're doing. Some of the money that we generate from the books, we donate.
Amazing. I think you don't sleep.
I don't.
No, he doesn't.
Did you talk to Carrie in the green room about me? So I got question one for you, Ranny. What inspired the creation of Kids First back in 1991? And what were you trying to fill or accomplish in children's media then? And I guess I can add a little piece to that. Did you foreshadow where we would be today?
Right. Okay. Well, like I said, we were really looking to create a resource that was reliable and an authentic voice. I mean, we did a survey of parents and teachers and other child service organizations, asking them, how do you make decisions about what type of media that your child ingest. And do you know what the number one answer was?
I want you to hold that because we got to take a short break. That makes people come back. They want to know what it is. Don't forget.
Okay, don't go anywhere
because Randy's going to tell you why Kids First exists. Don't make me come looking for you. I'll see you back in 2 minutes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Kelly, founder of Project 201. Right now, too many of our kids are falling through the cracks. And here at Project 201, we're stepping in with mentorship, sports, and life skills. But we need your help. Your donation isn't just a gift. It's an investment into our youth and their future. With your support, we can keep them off the streets, in school, and on the path to success. Become a donor, mentor, or sponsor today, and let's change lives together. You can visit our website, 201sports.org, to make your impact now, and or give me a call here at 201-725-5062. Mentorship through sports. Changing lives one at a time.
At the Rant Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back to the show, Eric A. Sinati, The Hostile Zone, with my on-air vocal talent, Miss Bianca C. We're here with Randy from Kids First. So, Randy, everybody waited through this long 2 minute commercial to hear what you were going to say. So, let's hear it.
Okay. So, I don't know if you guessed yourself, but the number one resource that they had, we're talking parents, teachers, educators, Sunday school teachers, Girl Scout leaders, was advertising. Advertising was how they were selecting the videos. And, you know, we were just talking about the Golden Books series that came out with these horrible videos, pan and scan videos. You know, a good marketing person, a good publicist can sell anything to anybody.
Right. There's a market for everything. Right.
Right. We invented the term green marketing. What is green marketing? Green marketing is not trying to sell somebody something that they don't need. It's informing them about something they are interested in and giving them authentic information about it.
Factual, data-backed, right.
Exactly.
Not just go grabbing the first thing on Google and going with that. Actually, fact-based stuff. I love it. I love it.
Right. So we put together teams of adults who were, you know, from every walk of life, child development specialists, teachers, parents, a lot of parents, and kids themselves.
And may I ask another question, a piece of that? Were you an educator? Is this what got you? A teacher, like what grade? But a little bit about that? If you don't want to answer, it's okay.
I'm a teacher for many years. Yeah.
Okay, but so then you saw this firsthand.
Film production as well. We put together these teams of kids and adults to review programming and put out authentic information about them. And that was really what made us stand apart from everybody else, that we had these juries, we call them, of children as well as adults evaluating programming. So you could listen to a kid telling you what they thought about something as well as an adult.
Right.
Depending on who's listening, whether it's a mom or a 9-year-old kid, you can make your own decisions. And I really feel that children are their own best advocates.
They really are. You have to be tuned in to hear it. You have to be channeled in. You got to dial in.
Who better than the Girl Scouts? Look at the Girl Scouts. Who else would buy Girl Scout cookies? They're not even that good, right?
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Kelly, founder of Project 201. Right now, too many of our kids are falling through the cracks, and here at Project 201, we're stepping in with mentorship, sports, and life skills. But we need your help. Your donation isn't just a gift. It's an investment into our youth and their future. With your support, we can keep them off the streets, in school, and on the path to success. Become a donor, mentor, or sponsor today, and let's change lives together. You can visit our website, 201sports.org, to make your impact now, and or give me a call here at 201-725-5062. Mentorship through sports. Changing lives one at a time.
So I really believe that children are their own best advocates. I mean, point in case are the Girl Scouts. And right. I mean, what the Girl Scouts do in terms of selling cookies, nobody else has ever replicated.
I mean, it's a racket. You ever see that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Where they got into a fight over the cookie. I love that show. Who doesn't love Girl Scout cookies? Don't get me started. Now I need a Thin Mint on the set here.
All right. Like the coconut caramel.
Oh, the coconut caramel, yeah. All right.
I don't share those for nothing.
I'm not trying to sell Girl Scout cookies here.
Cookie time.
Cookie time, right.
Cookie time.
Oh, look at this. Wow. All right. There you go. You wanted to hear something. There you go.
I'm on a roll today.
So before I go into the next one, I really want to get to the nitty gritty. Was there something specific that finally was like the straw that broke the back? Like what did you see that said, I have to step up?
Oh, what did I see? Well, you know what? I guess I sat down. We're still talking about how this all came about, right?
Yes.
I sat down and interviewed a number of people who I knew that were in the children's entertainment business. And one of them was a woman by the name of Paula Miller. And she said to me at the end of our conversation, are you serious about that? And you know what? I don't know how you are, but when I'm talking about something and somebody says, are you serious about that? I kind of like choked and went,
really?
What am I going to say? Am I going to say, oh no, I'm just blabbing about
you. You just made it up for fun. Right, yeah.
Right? So she said, all right, I'm booking a ticket. I'm coming to Santa Fe. I'm going to sit down with you, and we're going to make this happen. And she did. And we sat down and spent a weekend together, wrote a business plan, came up with a list of people that we wanted to be on our initial board. And literally, as she's driving away at the end of the weekend, we tore the list in half. She took half, I took half, and we started making phone calls that afternoon.
Right. Get synergy right away? I'm sure it grabbed hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody that I contacted was said, oh, my God, what a great idea. Of course I am.
Do you have children?
I do, yeah.
How old? Boy, girl?
They're in their early 50s.
Wow. You look amazing. I have to say it. You really do. For the folks that are in the car, you need to go to her website. What is your website?
Kidsfirst.org.
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 Kidsfirst.org. Now that with the change in times from VHS tapes and Saturday morning cartoons, which we all love. I mean, who didn't love Saturday morning cartoons?
Right.
To on-demand streaming with all kinds of interactive apps. Children's entertainment has evolved exponentially. I can't even imagine. I can't even the word for that. When we went from Sesame Street to people killing each other on video games. What that segues to you is, over the past 30 years, the world of children's entertainment has evolved dramatically, clearly, as we were saying. What changes are the most surprising or impactful from your perspective?
Good question. Probably the most important thing is the ease of access and the variety of ways to access it. And we've done a lot of interviews with our kids who are involved with our program, asking them things like, where do you watch programming? Do you watch it on television in the family room with your family around? Do you watch it on a TV in your bedroom? Do you watch it on a laptop, like I'm talking to you right now? Do you watch it on your phone? And you know what they say?
What? Tell me.
Yes.
Everything, right? Everything. Yes. Everything.
Yeah. But the other thing that's crazy, Eric, and I'm sure that you've seen this as well. Hold on. I just realized my computerism needs to get plugged in again. Is it seamless to them? They don't
right.
even
they don't see the difference, right?
No, they'll start watching something on one platform, and you know, then it's time to go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving right. dinner or something, and they just switch it over to their phone and get in the car and finish watching it.
Adults, but I think your program is key, because this is okay, because we were saying we want enriching entertainment, right?
Absolutely.
And the enriching entertainment, I mean, you're a mom, right?
Yes, I am.
And, yeah. and you, but you screen what it is he's looking.
I do screen it before I let him watch.
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
yes.
You never know. And you know what scares me too is that when you have open connections for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, you have no idea what's being sent. You have to really, really get secure internet and all kinds of things. It's just so much tech involved in that. As we're talking here, so studies have shown that, because we were talking about media influence and our young children, the young minds, shaping, molding young minds, right?
Right.
Studies shown that an average kid is on for 7.5 hours a day consuming media.
Oh my, that's a lot of hours.
You watch my shows, I give you factual statistics. I'm telling you that these are legitimate statistics. And you're aware of this, right, Randy? I mean, this is amazing. This is a work day. You're putting a work day into God knows what.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that. I mean, it's something that we've been addressing for the last 30-some years. And the difference is, I mean, we refer to it as screens, how much screen time.
Screen time.
So there's a difference between they're doing their homework and maybe they're doing research on their phone to look up people and dates and facts. Well, that's counted on that screen time.
Right.
It's not like that 7+ hours is entertainment. I mean, look how much time you spend online.
Right. A lot. Yeah. And I consume it's insane. And I don't sleep. You were right. I don't sleep because I love knowledge. What I do focus on.
It feels like a scary number. I think when you break it down. And
you're sitting, they're sitting for 7.5 straight. You're doing an hour at lunch and the bus ride and this and that. Right? But it's still a lot out. What really is pivotal to me is the content shapes their values. It shapes their behavior and their cognitive development. I don't want to go Freudian here, but you know, you got the ego, the superego. Is that out the window now? Is that gone? Because is YouTube and Facebook and all these other ones, are they now the new Freud? Are they creating the cognitive development? That is a real question.
Right. Well, that's the whole point of an organization like Kids First and what we do. You know, you asked me what the difference was in terms of programming in 1991. And
right, yeah.
What year is this? 2025 almost?
Almost, right. Is that shocking?
Yeah, it is shocking. You know, the simple answer that I have to that is there's more programming available. And that means there's more good programming that is beneficial, that teaches you things, whether it's pro-social values or cognitive growth, and there's also more bad programming.
Right, and there's a lot of that, and you can't tell the difference. They mask on that. But on this note, we got to take a short break, and when we come back, Miss Bianca has a question for you. Don't leave, Randy. Folks, Be back in 2 minutes.
All right, I'll be right here, Bianca.
Yeah.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
At the Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You must really be intrigued to see what Miss Bianca C. SEA has to ask of Rani.
Yes, Rani. Media has always been a powerful influence on young minds, from music lyrics in the past, today's social media culture. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing kids in today's media-driven world?
Really good question. Very nice question. Thank you. Very deep.
Yeah, you know, Bianca, there's a lot of issues facing kids, I think, in today's media world. Making good choices is definitely one of them. It's interesting, you know, I learned so much from working with these children because I personally coach most of the kids. We have other people that do that as well, but I'm very involved with them. One of the things that I love that happens in our initial training, all the kids that join our film critics team have to go through an initial boot camp.
Not to cut you off, but I don't think we discussed exactly what they do. You started talking about the rating system. Maybe you talked about, but you didn't explain it yet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
we have a team of 65 tween and teen reporters from all across the country. We're represented in 20 different states, plus 4 international countries as well. All those kids have to do an initial boot camp with us before they go live.
Now, you know, I'm a military guy. Oh, you're saying boot camp. I'm getting excited here.
Well, we have to be consistent in the reviews that we put out, right? One of the things that I love that happens as we're working with them and teaching them how to analyze a film and what goes into a review and what doesn't belong in a review is that...
I asked how long the boot camp is?
I'm sorry?
How long is the boot camp? Is there... you have it set up.
Yeah, the boot camp meets for 6 sessions.
Wow, okay. So it's pretty intense per kid. Wow.
It's very intense, and the kids have homework to do every day.
Wow.
When they're doing the boot camp. Yeah. So, but inevitably, as we're teaching them how to analyze a film, what goes into that review, somebody will go, you know, Miss Rani, this isn't really just about entertainment. This applies to everything, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does.
And that's the
there are many adults that need your rating system.
That is so
true. Yes, I'm shocked at what I see on regular channels that have, you know, like the streaming networks that are not like when I grew up, you had HBO and that was it. And then a little bit of Cinemax. And you knew what you got on there was not appropriate. But now you put on, and I don't want to say because we're on some of these stations, but some stations play shows that are regular sitcoms, but they're using foul language. There's partial nudity. I remember years back when, what was it?
Yeah.
Was it NYPD Blue, where he had the first naked male on regular TV?
Yeah.
And cursing. Remember that? Not a very attractive guy. No offense to him, but they could have picked something like that.
And I think that's a big issue. And really, if you look at the ratings that films have or television shows have today, you can see how the rating system has really downgraded. Things that are rated PG-13 today would have been rated R when you were a kid.
Right.
You know, it's
funny you said that, because I want to segue. I believe you have a video of this actually occurring, right? Can we go to the tape?
Video. I think we're going to watch Zoe's review of Moana 2. Zoe is 16 years old. She joined Kids First when she was 9. She's an accomplished musician as well. But you'll see from watching this, she is very articulate. And, you know, all of our kids, even our 9-year-olds, Eric, have to write 400-word written reviews of films. So
I teach at the university, and I can't get university students to do that.
One of my writing editors also teaches at the university, and often when I give her a piece to edit, she'll write me back. She'll go, "This is so embarrassing. This child writes so much better than my university students."
I believe it. So are we going to go to
9-year-olds? We teach how to use their smartphone.
Yeah, they're not even 2 when they're swiping already.
To use their voice recognition. Because, you know, a 9-year-old just started writing the day before yesterday. So a 400-word review, when we tell them they're going to do that, they're like, "Where's the exit? I want out of this room." And we're like, hold on. Because they can talk 400 words, no problem. But the idea of writing a 400-word review is terrifying to them initially.
We want to go to that tape, because I have a bonus question for you. You want the bonus question, or do you want to go to the tape first?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Go to the tape. Carrie, take us to the tape, please.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sala Kaneda, reporting for Kids First, and today I'll be reviewing Moana 2. Moana 2 has visually mesmerizing visuals, great animation, and a lovely soundtrack. I saw the first Moana when I was about 8 years old, so 8 years later, I was so excited to see what this sequel would bring to the table. The film opens with a call from Moana's ancestors warning her that if she doesn't find the lost island of Machu Picchu, the story of her people would end. So Moana recruits people from her island to sail the seas with her to find Nalo, a storm god who is power-hungry and believes that when humans are united, they are capable of achieving anything, which threatens him. So he hid Machu Picchu and separated all of the people of the sea. Very hesitant, Moana takes on this journey for the sake of her people. This sequel doesn't really continue the story from the first film. Instead, rather retells the same tale just with new characters. It follows the same exact formula as the first Moana, a call for Moana's ancestors, obstacles in reaching the main antagonist, and the final battle. The overall plot is pretty underwhelming and almost feels like a recreation of the first film, just with better animation, new songs, and new characters. However, what makes this film such an enjoyable watch is all of its other aspects. First off, with the animation, it's absolutely spectacular, so immersive. All of the colors and textures were just spectacular and so aesthetically pleasing to watch, and I wouldn't expect anything less from Disney. The score by Mark Mancina in A Pity of Boy is just perfect. The soundtrack was stuck in my head and definitely raises the bar from the first film's score. And the introduction of new characters is another really big strong point for this film. Moana's new little sister, Sinea, played by Khaleesi Lambert-Tsuda, is just adorable and one of my favorite characters throughout the entire film. And this new villain, Matangi, played by Oumai Fraser, creates lots of mystery and suspense in the plot. And of course, Louis Cabello as Moana and Dwayne Johnson as Maui have such a strong, powerful dynamic throughout the entire film. And this film just has so many great aspects to continue the beautiful story that the first film left us with. But unfortunately, the plot just makes this sequel subpar. This film explores themes of community, overcoming adversity, and shows how when people come together, they can truly achieve anything. I give Moana 2 a 3.5 out of 5 stars, and I would recommend it for ages 5 to 12 plus adults. You can watch Moana 2 in theaters November 27th, 2024. Thank you all so much for watching. If you enjoyed this review as much as I did, make sure to give it a big thumbs up. And make sure to check out some of our other Kids First reviewers and reporters on this channel. See you in the next one!
What a great video, Randy. Analytical thinking is just amazing. So that boot camp that you're running must really be intense. I'm seeing young people with such analytical thinking. It just really boggles my mind. I'm in a good way. I really hope that spreads. You know, and here's the bonus question. Because you were way ahead of the curve. You really are. You were in 1991. Look where we are today. You nipped it in the bud 30 years ago. So what say you with ChatGPT and AI, artificial intelligence? Because that is the next thing we have to worry about.
Well, first of all,
that kid commits suicide. Oh, ChatGPT told him to commit suicide. We were going to cover that story. This is insane. What say you?
Well, first of all, I don't consider AI the enemy like some people do. You know,
it's a tool. It's a tool.
Some people are terrified of it. They think it's trying to put writers out of business. And I look at AI as another tool that we have. This is a terrible analogy, but I'll say it. Like the dishwasher. Has the dishwasher taken away washing dishes? No, you know. After dinner, my team of cleanup.
It just creates new jobs.
Doing all the, you know, silver and china by hand. So I think it's just a matter of knowing how to use it.
And you know what's an interesting fact there, Randy, on this?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're aware, I beta test a lot of stuff, these programs. So there is somebody on the other end, you know, that actually is answering these questions, believe it or not. And it's a lot of work, but I don't mind doing it. I enjoy it. You know that I'll just say AI, but ChatGPT or Gemini or what a pilot, whatever one that somebody's using, people are no longer going to Google anymore. So I think this is a good thing because if AI is properly governed, you're not paying for placement. You're actually, it's organically there by how it's showing up. So I think that is probably a step in the right direction as long as it doesn't get jailbroken and people do stupid things.
Right.
Absolutely.
So do you use AI yourself?
I absolutely do. However, as a beta person, I would carefully answer it. I always trust but verify, right? Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify.
Good point.
Right? And I tell my students for years, you know, I've been teaching since like 2005 at the university level. And I tell students, make sure you check where you cite the information. And I'll give you an interesting point to it. And this is probably really, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. Wikipedia, which has come a long way over the years. But I would be teaching class at one of the universities, and I would tell them, do not use Wikipedia as your main source. And you know what they're going to do. They're not going to listen to you, right? So the day before, you used to be able to change Wikipedia as anybody. I would go on the day before the final paper was due, and I would change everything on Wikipedia, specifically about Abraham Lincoln. And so Abraham Lincoln was killed in 1967, and 1960, all kinds of stupid things. Of a class of 45, there would be three morons that would quote Wikipedia. Now, nope, shout out to Wikipedia, a long way. But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, but they do it, though.
You have a great sense of humor. I love that.
And actually, if you want to go take another level with AI, there was a lawyer somewhere, and I'm not going to say where, who now no longer is a lawyer because he relied on AI to write an oral argument. AI cited cases that never existed. It made up cases that didn't exist, and the guy didn't even check. It's okay that you used AI. It's a tool, like you said. It's a tool in our toolbox. So what other tools are in the toolbox?
What other tools are in the toolbox? Well, I use AI, particularly in writing grant proposals.
Oh, I love that. I have a Master of Public Administration. I'm all over that. Yeah.
Well, you know, you feel like you're writing the same thing all the time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the great thing about using AI to do it is, you know, it scans the internet. It comes up with verbiage that I've said before or is on our website or, you know, we've put out there to the public before. But you've forgotten about it yourself.
Right.
You know? And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. But then it does, like you said, distort some of the facts sometimes. Right. And it comes up with things like, and you're like, that's totally erroneous.
I open my inbox and they have a beta assignments. I'm going in and I'm looking at somebody looked up, you know, kids first. And that might be my assignment box. Mm-hmm. And I'll actually go and make sure that the right information that they're getting on kids first is actually from your website and not from Because you know, a lot of people will create kids first, your kidsfirst.org. You're right, the real deal. .org, .gov, always trust them. Mm-hmm. Not always, but it's better to trust. But there's probably one out there that's pretending to be you. Kidsfirst.us, kidsfirst.com. So you always have to trust but verify. And I find that to be rewarding for me. I like the research. That's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Say,
Bianca.
I like the research too. Yeah. I agree with that.
But see, as a vocalist and a singer, people are like taking songs and saying that they're superstars and they didn't write anything.
Right. Yeah. You know, I definitely don't use AI for writing my lyrics. Definitely. It takes away the art of doing it.
So on that note, we got to take a short break. Don't go anywhere because AI will come find you and you know it will.
At the Ram Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Kelly, founder of Project 201. Right now, too many of our kids are falling through the cracks. And here at Project 201, we're stepping in with mentorship, sports, and life skills. But we need your help. Your donation isn't just a gift. It's an investment into our youth and their future. With your support, we can keep them off the streets, in school, and on the path to success. Become a donor, mentor, or sponsor today, and let's change lives together. You can visit our website, 201sports.org, to make your impact now, and or give me a call here at 201-725-5062. Mentorship through sports. Changing lives one at a time.
Welcome back. That's good. We're here. I'm looking in the camera. Put the soda down and pay attention. All right, Randy, we're back to you. How are you today? Back again. Short break. Here we are.
I'm loving this conversation, and I like the AI part of the conversation. I do think we should talk a little bit about social media, though, because there's so much misinformation out right now about the negative
impact. Misinformation versus disinformation. For the folks out there, let me get the definition on that, especially since I push it hard. And you know, I have another show as well, another syndicated show. Eric A. Sinati, Unplugged, Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. I have to throw the plug in there.
Well, there's so much fear out there about the negative impact of social media on kids. Right. And I'm not discounting that there has definitely been bullying.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to define the difference for the folks. The folks at home that are with us all the time, and they know that I kind of really hammer down some important stuff. There's misinformation, MIS information, mis and disinformation. Let me give you a quick, really brief synopsis, and I can send you back to multiple episodes. Misinformation is Randy, myself, and Miss Bianca C. We missed say something that we mistakenly said quoted a fact wrong. We had no ill mind. We had no, there was nothing nefarious going on, word of the day. Disinformation is when people intentionally create stories and lies and fake facts to make an outcome go a direction that they feel suits them, and it really hurts everybody. So, okay, back to you. I just want to make sure the folks at home knew the difference what we were talking about.
No, I think that's good. I think that's
I like to explain, make sure they understand always.
Yeah, to do with people. But I was reading today about how some schools are outlawing cell phones for kids in schools, and they're getting pushback from parents who like to be able to be in touch with their kids, and definitely with.
You want to hear an interesting fact that you said that? And a personal experience. I was a junior firefighter, the only one in my town growing up. Literally the only junior firefighter they had. And back then we had these big pagers, and it only went off. It wasn't a beeper. It was specifically for the fire department. It wasn't a two-way radio. It just made a sound, and it would speak like a walkie-talkie. It would speak and tell us where the fire was. They pulled out a statute in New Jersey saying that you couldn't have beepers in school. here I was, 16 years old, doing something honorable, trying to do something for my community, and they wanted to suspend me and take it away because I was doing something positive. And here these kids are just texting and filming their teachers in the middle of the classroom. Where have we gone over the years is what I'm really trying to say. What is wrong? We, you know, it's unbelievable. Ms. Bianca had a question for you, right?
Well, Kids First is known for its trusted review of movies and TV shows for kids and teens. Can you explain how your rating process works and what makes it different from other review platforms?
Really, very, very good. Yeah, explain how it works so that when we send people there.
Thank you, Bianca. I'm happy to do that. Yeah. So, I mean, we all know NPAA has its own rating system. There's a mystery behind it about exactly how it's done and who does it. And they keep those people anonymous for very good reasons, I think.
I would think so, yeah, right. Especially if you're the person that made the movie and then you get the rating you wanted.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, even with Kids First, with our reporters, we never give their first or last name. We never say where they live exactly.
We use the first name,
the last initial, and we'll say they're in the greater Miami area or the greater DC area. But we always want to protect them from any cyber stalking at all.
So you know what I want to ask with that? I want to ask you for my edification, can you pull another word of the day? Can you give us a sample of something that was done and give me the rating on it? Something that I might know, or we might know. Like a TV show or something.
So, let's talk about Moana 2, okay? Just came out last weekend. So we have a 5-star rating system. It's 5 out of 5 stars is the highest that we go. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obviously, 0. 5 being a great enriching.
5 being the best, 0 being the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also, on top of that, give a recommendation for what age group that it's appropriate for.
Right. You know, that's what I wanted to hit you. I wanted you to tell me that because I never liked this PG-13 thing.
Right. Yeah. Not all children's entertainment is appropriate for all.
Right. And everybody's cognitive development is different than the person to the right and to the left. Right. So what is good for one 13-year-old is not good for the next.
Exactly. So we have 5 age groups that it falls within. So it's 2 to 5, 5 to 8, 8 to 12, 12 to 18, and then what we call plus adults. We never say it's appropriate for ages 5 and up, you know, because most things aren't appropriate for 5 to 8. Might be 5 to 8, might be 5 to 12. So they can combine more than one age group. And those ratings are given by our jurors themselves. So the kids give a rating based on their own experience watching the film. And oftentimes they watch it with their siblings, with their parents, you know, and you'll see in their review, they'll always say, you know, my mom watched this with me and we were laughing so hard.
Randy, can you shout out the website for the listeners in the car that are in driving and they can't read what's on the TV? In the car that are listening and on the radio or on
iHeart?
Give me the information again.
KidsFirst.org. KIDSFIRST. I'll spell it.
.org. KidsFirst. KidsFirst.org.
KidsFirst.org. I got it.
Always got to give you the plug there. We got to help you out.
There you go. We try to make it simple for you.
You got lucky, really, with that domain.
Well, and you'll see on our reviews, if you go to our website and you click on one of the reviews, like Moana, I think we had 4 of our reporters review it between the ages of, I believe, 9 and 16. So there'll be different ratings by the different kids, which shows you, you know, we're giving you the raw information from our youth reporters.
Let me ask you a question that's not here, but it's not a sandbag question. Is there an adult TV show or something that I might watch that one of your people rated? I would love to know something I watch. Like, I watched Tulsa King. and a couple other things. Is there something like that you have that you can tell me so I can really get the idea of what it means?
We only watch programs rated PG-13 and younger.
Okay. All right. So that could be something that PG-13. And again, I love you, Paramount. Thank you. shout out to Paramount. And Amazon Prime, shout out to you too. But seriously, what would be a TV show that I would know? We would know that, like, I would watch. I mean, it's because I really want to.
Stranger Things.
What's that?
Stranger Things.
You know, I'm never shocked when you put on a show. I guess, and that's crazy that you're not shocked anymore. But moving forward, I understand you are international. Now, our show is available in 57 countries, so we have something in common international.
Internationally? Well, it's really kind of happened organically. We have reporters from around the world. We have reporters from where? Israel, the UK, Canada, and Brazil. Currently, we have some kids that are training from Japan and Africa. So,
wow.
And then, you know, one of the things that we haven't talked about is we also co-host film festivals, and those are going all over the world as
very
well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We curate a collection of films from independent and student filmmakers, and we've been doing that since 2020. So last year, for the first time, that started going internationally. We started in Ukraine with a group that I've been working with there. My board actually said, why are we doing a film festival in Ukraine? Aren't they at war? And I said, well,
why not?
They still go to school. They still have to provide opportunities for them. And we were literally showing films in bomb shelters for Ukraine.
Now, I hate to slow you down, but we're coming to a hard close. This is, we're not a podcast, we're TV radio, so, you know, they're going to start screaming in my ear if we go too far.
But you can go to our website to learn more about the film.
Absolutely. FIRST, not the number, kidsfirst.org. Again, Randy, thank you very much for coming to the show. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you've been doing for 30 years.
Oh, thank you.
And you're going to give another 30 years. Right,
we appreciate
that. I mean, you're doing a service, so thank you for coming on the show. Stay back in the green room, we'll talk after. So folks, there it is, kidsfirst.org. I feel like I have to go check some of this stuff out more.
I will say as soon as we're done, I'll check.
That's why I told you stay in the green room as we move forward, folks. And you know, trying to wrap this together for you, media shapes our children. We know that. You may have some naysayers, somebody out there is going to say yes, no, let's be real. Everybody remembers something in their childhood, a scary movie that scarred them for life, right? Everybody has something, right or wrong, right?
Yeah,
is that not true,
true,
right? So, I mean, I remember being forced to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre with my aunt, and my mom freaked out over it.
I remember the movie The Labyrinth and the ghoul part. Like,
I hated Friday the 13th.
The puppet part of their heads coming off, that scared me.
Yeah, and you never forget these things. So imagine it's times a million. With all of the streaming services and so much information out there. So I can't imagine. Here's a great show to follow up. Carrie, take a note on it. How about the desensitizing of children when they see people being hurt, murdered, and all these things in these video games and all this, that they're actually in the virtual reality? It's like so real. I think that this Kids First was very, very far ahead of the curve. I applaud them for that. Folks, you have some extra pennies at the end of the month. Seriously, go to kidsfirst.org and do something nice for them. You could also go to my show's website. You can get a subscription to The Hostile Zone or to Unplugged, which is Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, iHeart. You could go there. You could sign up for membership. You'll get an autographed copy of my book, and you'll get some private access, direct emails, other things. And we make donations to organizations just like this. I do thank you all for being here today. What was your quick takeaway? One sentence.
Appreciate everything. That's firstkids.org, right?
.org. Right.
Definitely check that out.
You have to really check it out. But folks, as always, 365 times 360. 180 forward, 180 backwards. Your head is on a swivel at all times because, folks, danger alerts. What lies there? Days there, maybe not. Danger doesn't take a day off, and neither does Sonati. Neither does the Hostile Zone or Unplugged. Thank you for coming to the show. As always, thank you, Ms. Bianca C.
Thank you.
You are going to close us out with your lovely vocals, as always.
Thank
you for that. Thank you again to Kids First for all that they do, folks. If you have even a dollar, donate, okay? Every penny counts. Check us out every night of the week. And I'm in right after the show airs. We're in every social media. Check us out. Thank you for coming to Hostile Zone. I'm Eric A. Sinani, your humble correspondent. God bless America. God bless you.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting out, still there,
and she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star spangle that I wear? Oh,